Welcome back, everyone. Today we're getting into something that most homeowners never think about after they've dealt with a rodent problem. You know, the traps are set, the pests are gone, everything looks clean. But is it really over?
That's the question, right? And honestly, for a lot of people, the answer is no. Even after visible cleanup, there's often hidden contamination left behind that nobody sees. We're talking about biological material embedded in places you'd never check. Insulation, wall voids, roof soffits, even ventilation pathways.
So the problem goes underground, so to speak. What kinds of health risks are we actually talking about here?
Well, rodent droppings in urine can carry some serious pathogens. Hantavirus, salmonellosis, leptospirosis. These aren't just scary names. Hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, for example, can be contracted just by breathing in air contaminated with particles from infected urine or droppings. And here's the kicker. Viruses like hantavirus can remain infectious in mouse droppings for up to 4 days.
4 days? That's longer than I would have thought. And I'm guessing most people don't realize that sweeping or vacuuming can actually make things worse.
Exactly. When you sweep or vacuum rodent waste, you're aerosolizing those viruses and bacteria, basically making them airborne. So, instead of cleaning up the problem, you're spreading it through the air you breathe. That's why professional cleanup involves specialized equipment to mitigate those airborne pathogens.
Mm-hmm. That's concerning. So let's talk about what homeowners typically do after they notice the rodents are gone. I imagine a lot of folks think an attic cleanout is enough.
That's a really common misconception. Attic cleanout removes visible debris and accessible contamination, sure. But it doesn't address what's concealed. The stuff hidden in protected structural spaces, along airflow pathways, in exterior zones that influence interior conditions. Those areas can harbor biological material that continues to pose risks long after the visible work is done. This is one of the reasons services such as hidden biology remediation are becoming increasingly important for Pasadena homeowners.
So, we've established that there's a gap between what looks clean and what actually is clean. Have you ever wondered what's really hiding in those walls and vents after the rodents leave?
Right. And here's something I've seen firsthand. A family in Pasadena thought their rodent issue was resolved after an exterminator visit. A few weeks later, they started noticing this persistent odor and some unexplained irritation. Turns out, contaminated insulation in a wall void was never addressed. The cleanup only touched the accessible attic space.
That must have been frustrating. And I bet a lot of people don't connect those symptoms to the earlier infestation.
Absolutely. Because standard inspections focus on visible activity and entry points. They're not designed to evaluate environmental capability, whether the structure itself can still sustain biological interaction after the rodents are removed. That's where things like concealed structural spaces, airflow behavior, and secondary biological interaction come into play.
And I guess you could say the rodents left without paying rent, but they definitely left a mess behind, right?
Ha! That's one way to put it. And it's a mess that most people never even see.
So to everyone listening, if you've had rodents, removal and sealing entry points are only part of the picture. You've got to think about the environment they left behind. That point about concealed structural spaces sets up our next piece, how professionals address these hidden zones. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Rodent problems in Pasadena and the San Gabriel Valley don't always end when the rodents are removed. Hidden contamination inside insulation, wall voids, and attic spaces can continue affecting the home long after the infestation appears resolved. AllTrack Exterminators created hidden biology remediation to help identify and address these hidden biological hazards through specialized inspection, remediation, and insulation restoration services. To learn more, visit alltrackexterminators.com.
Picking up on those concealed structural spaces, how do you actually handle the areas that standard inspections miss?
Great question. It starts with a pre-removal environmental evaluation. Before any abatement work begins, you need to assess the structure as a system. Ventilation pathways, protected zones like wall voids and roof soffits. exterior nesting pressure near windows and eaves. This evaluation identifies where biological material might be embedded, even if it's not visible during a routine inspection.
I see. Makes sense. So timing matters, catching these issues before they become hidden problems.
Exactly. If you skip that step, you can move from a visible rodent issue to a hidden environmental exposure issue without any clear point of origin. In other words, the problem doesn't go away, it just goes where you can't see it. Homeowners might experience unexplained environmental interaction, odors, irritation, days, weeks, or even months after the visible cleanup appears complete.
And that's partly because of what you mentioned earlier, environmental redistribution, right?
Right. When nesting material is disturbed or removed, microenvironments shift. Biological activity that was previously contained in insulation or dust layers can surface. This doesn't mean there's a new infestation or that the treatment failed. It just reflects redistribution within an environment that was never fully evaluated before the transition occurred.
So, what should homeowners look for if they suspect this kind of hidden contamination?
Three big signs. Persistent odors that return even after cleaning, especially strongest near ceiling penetrations or vents. Droppings or insulation disturbance in the attic. And any ceiling staining or localized odor near vents and recessed lighting. Those are indicators that an environmental evaluation is needed.
And in areas like Pasadena, Altadena, Sierra Madre, Arcadia, Monrovia, and other San Gabriel Valley foothill communities, are there specific factors that make this problem more common?
Definitely. Mature landscaping, older roof lines, and shared utility runs create ideal nesting environments and entry points. Seasonal shifts can increase rodent pressure too. So when rodents nest in attics, insulation contamination becomes that second problem that has to be addressed to fully resolve the situation. I remember one property where the rodents had chewed through electrical wires in the attic, created a serious fire hazard that nobody knew about until we did a full structural inspection.
Wow, that's scary. So for anyone listening who's dealt with rodents before, are you thinking about what might still be lurking behind your walls?
Yeah, and that's the point. Most people assume the problem ends when the rodents are gone. But true abatement means addressing the environmental outcome, not merely the removal. You need to verify that the structure can't sustain secondary biological interaction afterward. Waiting to investigate these conditions until after interaction occurs means the evaluation is already behind the problem.
That's such an important point. Together, we're going to make sure our listeners know what questions to ask and what steps to take. Thanks for sharing all this insight today.
My pleasure. Stay safe out there.